This is the reformation of Satan. This is the beginning of the end. I raise my sons of hate to greet the gods of hate. Abaddon! Dagon! Gagali! Sermet! I seek Alia!
considering the self from the broadest possible perspective, in a reality where any god that may have ever existed has long since died, and one's own death is very real. An innumerable mass of existential questions parade the mind. You ultimately have no one or nothing to fall back on. Thus, the self, at any point, is the aggregate of its choices, and metaphysical resources of time and energy are limited. With this in mind, it should be clear that one must choose to acknowledge and iteratively assess their position in the universe as an ultimately unbound agent, such as to rise above the stagnant realm of those who do not.
Yeah.
Important to consider with respect to the aforementioned is that all such thoughts regarding transcendence themselves require a transcendence to come upon. Realizations subsequent to the idea that each individual is both alone in and one with the higher order of the universe, an idea that for some, or even most, presumably never enters the consciousness, as is either briefly considered, then fled in abhorrence and denial, then buried in tears of religion and consumerism, or so well shrouded by said distractions, that a truth, albeit subjective, beyond one that can be bought, does not bring an instantaneous enough paper-thin satisfaction or excess of pleasantry to consider. Thus, the reflection that is both most imminent and cursory is how one ascends to a nihilistic mindset and maintains enough mental clarity to make use of it whilst amongst an external reality that is collapsing in on itself from the density of its own absurd ego. considering the ideal goals of attaining and sustaining mental clarity, as well as proliferating one's will while under a nihilistic comprehension of the universe, as a product and function of one's understanding of the self, hereafter generalized as spiritual purity, one may initially perceive that the only way to be completely true to themselves in a modern society is to subsist in the forest or some squatting type scenario, which can only be done for so long. Otherwise, one must deal with lying to themselves and others, which could kill their insides at varying rates based upon the degree of their personal values. Then there is a continuum or trade-off of personal integrity, inversely forfeited for levels of monetary success and corresponding autonomy, with this being at one end and mental slavery and forlorn at the other. Yet expanding upon this idea of a continuum and its benefit, on one end, an individual can be spiritually pure, and alternatively, on the other, lascivious, empty, and live for others. In extreme, the former may amount to attaining no position or success in the world outside the self, and the latter a prominent position therein. However, intuitively, the path of spiritual purity may lead to the life of most fulfillment and enlightenment. But, as a philosophical consideration, if someone possesses thoroughly useful knowledge without sharing it, is that knowledge wasted, and has that life really been useful or fulfilling? overall considering a higher possible potential. Thus, taking into account the possibility that a higher level of spiritual attainment can be reached through finding an equilibrium level of interaction in the world, with this essentially being the mathematician John Nash's concept of dynamic equilibria applied to metaphysical philosophy, one must intermittently skate about this continuum until an equilibrium is found. In summary, the dialogue of this program presents no clear direction, but rather broadly explores many questions. You have only yourself to credit or blame for your personal successes and failures. Thus, it should be evident that well-considered action is necessary to sufficiently accomplish one's will. Yet being amongst an immense population, with a comparable number of distractions, accomplishment is often complicated. Thus, one must often incorporate the will and well-being of others at levels varied by trial and error in order to most successfully achieve their intent.